Shir Yud in Sukkah continued, Yud Aleph Tishrei Tov Shema Aleph, September 21st, 1980, on Sunday continued.
Because we could say that if it's possible, the Dalai in other words, let's say, here is the case, and the schach is put on top of this case of Tamayon Chol, and then he built, here there is also another case, but here there is a case, he built in its tower. So even if it's less than Dalai Lama's, from here to here, it should be possible. We shouldn't apply the halacha of faith in Akuma. Because we could say, the fact is that we do apply the halacha of faith in Akuma. But if the Gemara didn't tell us, we could say that only in the case where there is a ceiling. So then, that case of itself, could be used. Mashiach came in this case. Because it's a mile on the hole. So at its own place it's not chazaliteh. Over here, so this wall is not a mile on the hole. So it's chazaliteh. Only thing is, there is chach posleh. But this wall is chazaliteh. It's not more than chopam. Hi. Mashiach in here, this kesel is more than chopam. So it's not chosen at its natural place. So the melee, we do not say they've not come. We could say that. Komashmo that we still apply the law of they've not come. Now let's say Rashi. Vayishen gadi, the gadi shalem chalokim, the shomim, the loyim shepoim, the nitka the gadi ben soim, the sikhem ischach kosher, or be abchas. We see from this Rashi, that in the days of Rashi, the gagim were not flat, but they only shook. So he explains it. I mean, Bisman Chazal, the gagim were flat. Visicher mischach kosher, the abchaz, vinimtso schach kosher, mitzvah, inat kamiz vodzad. So pokes now bam is kshir. Shedit kabay is nasa mitvaz. Vaatit chopsu amapsekin bintayin. Vein iso kimin adeit. Vinekin adeit natkan. Vein kam schach kosher. So, also Mudama is not the same. Mishin Deven, the door, Hosni Deven, in the Gebea Mechishio, when Zoya Brakne, Elokin in Karabel is half, our Hoche in the Hosni Deven, Yakin Use, Mishin Deven, Hazel, the Men Deven, Roy, Oma, Komas, that we apply the Aloche of Deven Akumo, even in the case where the Deven at its real place is not Hose. For his sukkah. So we still apply the aloche of the Ilan. Now, hoy so babo yami chopamo, another deep in the morning. Hoy so babo yami chopamo, we go to the stabi bencho so, in yeish, misfasamo, misfas stabi the deep in alba misl chol guach, guach psulo, for his naga amisik sheiro. In other words, such a case. Let's say, this is the middle one. And this is the two other ones. And this is the two other ones. Okay. Now, suppose he'll just put it in the middle. Like this. In the middle, and it's removed In other words, in the middle, like this. So it's removed from all the walls. From all the walls. It doesn't touch. The Ikstadi does not join any wall. It's in the middle. So the Gemara tells us, suppose from here to this wall, it's less than Dalai Lama's. From here to this wall, it's less than Dalai Lama's. From here to this wall, it's less than Dalai Lama's. So we apply the halacha of Devin Akumo. And also, not just on one mechitzeh, but on all mechitzes. This is what, I mean, it seems to be mistaga. So, Hoysho, Gvoyo, Mechopam, Ugono, it started with Zos. In the ancient spots, it started with David Abahamas, So he says, actually, there is no Rashi on this. Now, the Ritva raises a question on this Gemara. The Ritva raises a question. Thema, wobei ich in Nifras, die Chol Ruach, die Ruach in Nifras. Die Nifras werden zu machen. It's not such a strong cash. He says, the Mishnah mentioned the Aloch of Baish and Nifras, the Aloch of Dev Akumo. So, Nifras is Mashma, in Benza. So in other words, we'll have to apply the Aloch of Dev Akumo in regard to each wall. So you could say that if not for this Gemara, we could limit the din of the Mishnah to a case where it's not Nifchas Be'emza. Where it's not Nifchas Be'emza. Alright. But he says, Pashkas HaLoshon of the Mishnah, Nifchas, means that it was Nifchas Be'emza. In other words, that the remaining portion of the ceiling here, the remaining portion of the ceiling here, the remaining portion of the ceiling here, but in the middle it was Nifchas. It was taken off. So why does Gemara say Malutin? So it's a Mishnah question. Vim tema vobai she nifras v'chol ruach v'ruach hu v'nifras. Di nifras v'emtza mashu. V'yish leim adorekom. Malutin. Di chol ruach v'ruach hu yamrinom v'milusen v'chaz yel v'ipen. Di nachshe v'odev v'akumo. Rak m'ruach echot. Kol mashlon. Daf l'heichet v'chaz yel v'ipen. Amrinom v'ipen v'akumo chol ruach v'ruach. So he says, the Pshat in the Gemara is, in Echran, the Gemara knew, I mean, that we know from the Rosh Hashanah Mishnah, that we can apply the Aloche of Deif Nakumo, even if it has to be applied to all this body, not only to one Mechitz, but we could say, now, Gemara before made it Tzricha say that if not for this Chiddush, I would say that the whole Aloch of Deif Nakumo is only Shayach when the whole Aloch of Deif Nakumo is only Shayach when the Deif in its place is adapted for the Sukkot. But if the Deif in its place is, let's say, it's a Lion Chop, is not fit for the Sukkot, then we don't apply the Aloche of Deif Nakumo. So Kamashmo in the first thing that we apply the Aloche of Deif Nakumo, even in the case where it is not fit for the sukhi. So now Rabbi Moreh mentions another tzedek, that since the whole halacha of Bit Lakumo is not in Minas Yisrael, it's halacha of Mishnah Sinai. So the melee, so halacha of Mishnah Sinai has to be applied to certain places to which the halacha of Mishnah Sinai says it applies. So maybe you could say, true that the halacha of Mishnah Sinai says that the halacha of Bit Lakumo can be applied to all the tfanis, not just one day then. And the halacha of Mishnah Sinai also says that the halacha of Bit Lakumo can apply even to a mechitze, when the mechitze in its place is not Jose for Suke, but both together. In other words, when on one hand, so the mechitze in its place is not Holy Suke. On the other hand, it has to be applied to all the mechitzes. That we don't say. That we apply the halacha of Deif Nakumo even when it's not raised, when the Deif in its place is not adapted for the Sukkah, and even if it has to be applied to it. I mean, this has to be explained. I mean, it's not so simple. But I don't want to explain it now, because that will involve us for a very long time. So I just want to go over the Gemara, to finish up the Gemara. And the Pshat in the Ritva, so next time. Hoysof Kusom, next time. Hoysof Kusom Yutva, V'chokat bo, k'dei la'ashvim o la'aso, im yeish tislas ka, uli keisel gimot vohim, psulo, pochez mishlishet vohim, kse. So what's the next thing? So now, the halacha is that if the sukkah, the mechitzas of the sukkah, is less than 10 tefachim, so then the sukkah is not a good sukkah. So suppose it was less than 10 tefachim. These are the mechitzas. It's 9 tefachim. But then he dug in the karka sukkah doggy. So the melee in the middle of the sukkah. So he doggy. And some melee from the bottom of the pit of the bear that he dug in the suke up to the schach, it's already 10 foot. So if he dug out, he carved out in the kalaka suke all over the suke, in other words, from wall to wall, then there is no shayach. So of course, so some melee have tfanis that are 10 tefachim high, but even if he did not dug out, even if he didn't carve out a kak in the karka asuka from wall to wall. But, let's say, here is one wall, and here is another wall. And he dug out a kak, and the kak, the end of the kak, is 2 or 2.5 tefachim away from each wall. Here too. The end of the kak is 2.5 tefachim away from each wall, from the wall. And here there is a wall, and the kak reaches up to 2 tefachim away from the wall. So then we apply the halacha of lovud. What does lovud imply? In other words, even though it does not reach the wall, the kak does not reach the wall, but it's very, very close to the wall. Less than 3 tefachim away, so it's considered as if it reached the wall. So melee, the kak is considered as reaching, as extending from wall to wall. So then we have the mechitze that is lavaya yutvor. So who is supposed to be for him? Chotar bo kvashdim lasor. He mish misvas kak on kinsel yutvorchi psulo. Pochis mishlish yutvorchi kshayim. או חוק הרבים באמצע, להשתום לעשור כמגיד הגומו, ובי סיגומו היה שסוקה בהירך לרחב, of course. If let's say that the area of the cut inside the bay, the carved out ground is, it does not have Zayin on Zayin for him, so then it's not the kosher suke. But if it has Zayin on Zayin, and the limits of the cut are less than 3 tefachim away from the walls, so then it's a sukkah shed. Kinege lashlim lasor kinege agum isakum ha'ashe sukkah b'yer obrei. Poches mishloish o tvochim sheiro. Ki lobut, halach lemishim sinah. V'chashvim oi ki lachkak lobut. U magi ad ha'kesim. Lord would sleep. Dobro się mawi chemis al wisnik, jaki wisnik w kata w kata. Majśnie hosom damwet poches ma abamis. U majśnie oche damwet poches, myśli, że trochę. So, in regard to his superficial mind of so even though the tzaddik is removed from the ketzer more than faithful, as long as it's not daladamas removed from the ketzer, so we consider it as if the ketzer that is daladamas minus a mashu removed from the schach had reached the schach for the halacha of the frakumo. So, and here only less than three tvochim way, umay shlochet am tvochim tvochim, hosam yisali deifim, pochas ma ba'am yisadim, hochal yishavnu yi deifim, pochas mishlishet tvochim eim, iloi loi, in other words, the halacha, in order to apply the halacha of deifim akumo, so you must have a wall that has a chalish and a chitzi. If the wall is less than 10 tvochim, he doesn't even have a chalish and a chutzi. So he cannot apply the halacha of deif nakum. So that's why, if it's 3 tvochim away from the wall, dachdak, so then it's possible. And we do not say, let's consider that the 9 tvochim, mechitzi, together with the piece of schach that is next to it is part and parcel of one deifen. The answer is we can only apply the halacha of deifen akumo if it is already tezis shemachitz without anything. But here without deifen akumo it doesn't even have a halacha shemachitz. So remember we can apply the halacha of deifen akumo. Sakocha mishami udeifen pochas mishlochis.
הוי שבוי אמס למאמו, ובונו בו עמוד, שהוא גובי יעזור תרוכים, ויש בו איך שעסוקה, סוף סוף הרבי למילה, תדעס לחיץ, שהרבי את פרסט, סיום, that if you have a super mile on top, and then he put inside the sukkah, the whole of the sukkah, so he set up an omelet. And the omelet, I mean, this does not have Zion of Zion, but suppose it's a big omelet. It has Zion of Zion. So there, and someone will sit, and of course there is schach. And the schach from the ground, from the surface of the omelet, after the schach, it's less than half an. Somebody will put a chair on that omelet. It's very wide and very long, the omelet. So, and you put a table and a chair and something on it, you can down those iron, and the week there is meals, and on top there is hot, so I buy it, and first assume that it's Mikhail and Suzuki. But, after all, the Deifni Ha'omu do not go up the Deifni Ha'omu. The Deifni Ha'omu do not go up, sweet as hot, but here is the end of the Deifni Ha'omu. And so the ground of the sukkah has to be considered the upper surface of the amud, and the amud doesn't go up because there is a loche of gudasik mechitzte. So the melee of Shabbos is in gudasik mechitzte. So the melee here. So let's say we imagine a seed, the deifen of the amud, the sides of the amud go up. They go up and they extend up to the schach. So the melee, he is schach above the amud, and then all the talking of the amud, this side of the amud is imagined as if it goes up to the schach. This side of the amud, we imagine as if it goes up to the schach. This side of the amud, we imagine as if it goes up, and this side. So we have the chitzes. So Rabbi said to him, Omer Rabbi, the inon the chitzes and the coins, but by sukkah, we cannot apply the halacha of gudas mechitzah, because by sukkah we must have visible mechitzahs. Now, if we apply the halacha of gudas mechitzah, so then you imagine a simple site, there is a thin layer of sodas that goes up after the schach. But can you see it? You can see it. So in the middle, by sukkah we require mechitzas and kodes. Upon Babu Lodi Yahweh, the Fan Saudi, the Yahshua Sukhi Bilish, Shibu Mashu, Good Ask the Hitish Lamish of a food sort of had beer, my soul is really scorching, by a little bit of you, the Shubu Sukal Nation, if Nahamu did he sell, I'll be asked, who's half shall my law, Kosovo, they know my law, Mihov, Mirish, Pam. So we see from this Gemara, we see that Aloha of Good Ask the Hitstead applies even in a case where you have no mechitzas mikores at all. Because the Shitas Rambam is the Gabi Shabbos, as Rabchaim explained it. Now I don't have the time to discuss it now. But the Shitas Rambam is the Gabi Shabbos, that when do we apply the aloche of Gudas Mechitzteh in Gabi Shabbos, that is only Shayach if there are mechitzes that are maki a hole. Let's say you have a hole, then you have a hole, and here you have a wall, here you have a wall, here you have a wall, here you have a wall. So there we say, we ask the chitzteh, that this wall goes up, even though it just stands for now. But by a moment, Rashi says in Shabbos, Tafzadik says, that by Shabbos we applied our halacha of Gudasik, even with Gabi Omut. Gabi Omut. Now, the halacha is that Omut Gabi Ayut, the halacha Dalad al Dalad has a din of the Rishus Hayom. If you have an Omut set up in the Rishus Hayom, at Am 42nd Street, if you have an Omut set up an Omut that is Gabi Ayut and Dalad al Dalad, so then it has a din of the Rishus Hayom. In other words, so if you throw, let's say, a ball from the street and it falls on the Talmud, so it's like Zeret Meshus Arabi, Meshus Ayot. Meshus Arabi, Meshus Ayot. So Rashi says, that's the Shabbos, that the surface of the Omud has a din of Meshus Ayot. Why? Because we consider the Tnei Omud as if it went up. So in Mele, the surface of the Omud is Mugat Mechitzes. Without the halacha, of Gudas Mechitzteh, he wouldn't be chayav. Because then it's not Mugat Mechitzes. So it's not Mugat Mechitzes. So Rashi says that we consider it as if the Tnei Omud goes up. Now, the Rambam Shite appears that the halacha of Gudas Mechitzteh is only shayav. If you have mechitzes mamash, actual mechitzes, you have a hole and then you have walls. So then we say, you say, you have a hole right here. But in a novel, you don't have any walls. It's completely open. You don't have any open space that is muket with walls. It's completely open. Completely open. So maybe we don't say the last mechitzes. So the question arises, so why do we say that if someone, the Gemara says that the test of Shabbos, if somebody throws, let's say, a ball from the Rishus Rabim and falls on top of the Omud that stands in the Rishus Rabim is higher, but there has to be a Hanochi and a Rishus Hayochi. So the surface itself, alright, is a Zedin of a Rishus Hayochi. But the ball occupies space in three-dimensional way, so the Mele, the Hanochi of the ball is not just the surface of the Omud. It occupies space. It's something that bulges. So so the Hanochi is not completely in the Rishayochi. So Reb Chaim says, according to the Rambam, there is a special Hanochi, Gabi Shabbos, that Rishayochi is in the Hanochi. So since Omud Gabi Ayud, the Rochi Dalet Al Dalet, so has it in the Rishayochi, so even though all the space up to the Rokia, above this surface of the Omud is also Miklas Rishayochi. But it's not on the basis of Bidachit Mechitzteh. Because according to the Rambam, we only say Bidachit Mechitzteh if there are walls mamish. We have a hollow, open space, and walls are marked. But the normal is completely auto, so we don't say Bidachit Mechitzteh. Now, from this Gemara, it's a kasha against the Rambam. Because the Gemara, so the Rabbi, the Neymar, Bidachit Mechitzteh, so Rabbi, assume that if somebody sits up, he puts a chair on the table, on top of the omelet, it is Zayin al Zayin, and eats there is the time it's a soup. Why? Because the play on would go up. So Moshe told him, no, Bino Mechitzes and the Kor is Yurekeh. Bino Mechitzes and the Kor is Yurekeh. In other words, that by Sukkah, we need Mechitzes and the Kor. But, according to the Rambam, even Gabi Shabbos, we don't say, would ask Mechitzes in such a case. So obviously, the Rambam will have to explain the Gemara, not as Rashi. Rashi explained the Gemara more about the Mechitzes and the Kor is Yurekeh. That it means Sukkah requires Mechitzes and Kores. The Rambam will explain, no, Rabbi, Abayi Nechaname assumed like that, that Aloche of Gudasik Mechitzes applies even when you don't have real Mechitzes, that are Maki Vechol. So Rabbi said, in order to apply the Aloche of Gudasik Mechitzes, whether in Sukkah or in Shabbos or in any place, so we need Mechitzes and Kores. What is Mechitzes and Kores? That you have a Cholo and you have a wall. That is marking the hole. Mashinke, where you have something that is auto. So then, you do not say, you do not apply the aloha of Gudasit.
Why can we say that it's like a couple of people from the trip? So when we say that it's just a tap, so it's really easy to point everything. So obviously he has to be sitting under the wall, because if it's just a tap, so then it's not Shabbat Shabbat.
No. Over there, if it's actually, it's really, first of all, the translation between the leather and the phone, and then, so one mandoma says that even if he doesn't have the tap, the tap. So it's okay. Why? Because if it's a suit, it's in. Let's say, here is one wall, and then the other wall is, or both walls like this, and then there is a third wall. So then, and it's all made, the wall are made of kanu. So that's kosher for stuff, you see. So in other words, the dayfen, and the, if it's a suit, it's in. So then the dayfen and the stuff merge. So, but, we pass in that it has to have the gagateva. But it's made out of material that is kosher for stuff.
So with the Rambi Moria,
but here we are talking of the case. He sits here, and this is not kosher Israq.
But if it were kosher Israq,
oh, but around. So then we wouldn't have any problem with the kosher Israq. The problem arises because it's the Sabai Shemifras. So all the. But in Sukkah Asunah Kitzri, so then there is no problem over there.
I'm sure,
No. Where it was picked for that purpose, so it's like adapting it. Of course he has reference to the case.
And we all have reference also,
no, I got it. It's clear as day. Mm-hmm. It's clear as day. I mean, I mentioned another pshat in the morning. Not like the Chassam Sefer pshat. But it's according to Chassam Sefer, which is a very difficult shikah, and we don't pass like that. It's a shikah tchuyah to Chassam Sefer. Even in the Troya, it says a shikah tchuyah. Yeah. But even according to Chassam Sefer, only when he wants it. He wants it. It's nichalei. Okay.
Yeah, so then he says, in case I mentioned it,
why
is it nichalei? Why is it nichalei?
They talk about the case.
It's so strange.
They talk about the case where it's Michal.
Yeah, okay, that's strange.
I think that the Pshat in Mordechai is something else. The Pshat in Mordechai is the way that Chaim explains the Raivah. I discussed it in a short way. What? No, but Reb Chaim says that the Raivah chicken, all the other Rishonim is better than Raivah. And the Raivah mentioned the Tisef. So many Rishonim say that the Tisef, that the Mishnah in Kedu, is chilek on the deceptor, and we don't pass by the deceptor. Because the deceptor says that if you have a silhouette that is copied, By nature, it's cocked. In Mele, it is a beskibble. So you can, it cannot be used for a mikveh. So all the Rishonim, when the question is why it was used for a mikveh, it wasn't constructed deliberately for the kibbutz. It just has naturally kibbutz. So the Rambam doesn't pass like that, he said. The Rambam passed it, that he said, and he says, there is no steer between the Mishnah and Kerim and the Zephyr. Because the Mishnah and Kerim says that it's not Mikavutu. It's not Mikavutume. But the Rambam Shikim is, it's not Mikavutume. But a Kerim it is, since it has a Kibble. So a Kerim it is. So the Melee to transmit water into a mikveh, it's all right. Even though, so it's all right. Mashiach came, the Rambam.